This is 1-2 Radio, changing the way you listen to the world. It's a whole new year, 2026, and this is the first show of Tune In with Erica. Hey, hey, hello, how lovely to have your company. Happy New Year to you, in whatever way you interpret that. Because there's, to me, there's a Celtic New Year, and this is the calendar New Year. And in the 17th of February, there's going to be a Chinese New Year. But hey, let's go with this one. It's the change of the date. It's 2026, and it's so good to be back here sharing with you on 1-2 Radio. I have been away traveling. I've been to Africa. I've been to Morocco, to a place I'd never been before. A small town called Taramand, which used to be the capital of Morocco. It was called Little Marrakesh, and it was very restful. The land is very healing. The people are very gentle. They're Berber Arabs. So I feel I'm back with you and sharing, and I want to bring all that energy in here. I can see lovely, lovely people coming to join me in the Facebook chat room. Now you figured out, yes, I am back live here on 1-2 Radio, and I can see people coming in the Facebook chat room. If you would like to join them, it's very easy. Go to 12radio.com. That's our website. Take a look at the menu on the left-hand side, and you will see the option to chat, together with all the other options, including the archive. And I'm just checking that I am recording today. Yep, it says I am. So hopefully this recording will be up there for you as soon as I come off air. I'll turn it around, put it up there if you want to listen to anything again. Plus, you have all the wisdom of my colleagues as well. I quite often do that one. So here we are, 2026. Good morning to Jennifer Hart. I can just see you've come in the Facebook chat room. That's my friend and buddy, my morning message buddy from down the road here in Cornwall. I have to say, here in Cornwall, we are having, well, the UK, is the whole of Europe, is having extremely cold weather. And I think I noticed on the internet that actually in Colorado, you're not. Normally you have lots of snow. Well, we've got it. You just don't have snow down here in this bottom end of Cornwall. I have palm trees in my garden that have snow on them. It's just quite extraordinary. Good morning to Joni. Let me get my act together and go in this Facebook chat room and just say good morning to you all properly, as opposed to wittering on about snow. So let me just take a look at who is in there. I can see Maureen White Varner and Pamela Snow. Laura Kasdan Fulton. Renee is in there. Darlene is in there. Let me just have a look to see who else is in there, because I saw Jennifer come in. It hasn't refreshed itself. Let me just sort it out. You know what Facebook is like. I have to give it a shake-up, a New Year's shake-up, and get it to sort itself out and see who else is in this room. That's better. Now I can see all your lovely faces and comments. So let's see who's in there. And I'll go down the list again. So Renee was first in the room with Laura Kasdan Fulton. Happy New Year to you. Happy New Year to Pamela Snow. And good morning to you too. Good morning to Maureen White Varner, my Libra buddy. Happy New Year to you too. I know you're all asking for cards, so I will come in there and do that. Good morning and happy New Year to Tara Elizabeth Hollowatty, to Jennifer Hart down the road, who's just come through the sleet to be back. Put the fire on, Jennifer. Put the fire on. Logs on the fire. Good morning to Joni Thompson. Happy New Year to you too. And I do not get me started. You were saying lovely to hear of your travels. Maybe I'll share some more of them another day. But it was quite illuminating. It's sometimes we need travel to bring us a different perspective. And this one did. I was only away for 5 days, but I was right in the middle of the desert, but in winter. So it rained. It was quite extraordinary. And it brings you a different perspective. And the Berber people are very magical. Of course, we didn't do Christmas because it's a Muslim nation, and absolutely no alcohol. So it was very gentle and restorative. And thank you for all your lovely comments. I will get in there and make sure that I do use some readings as well. I do, however, want to do you a reading, even if you can't get in the Facebook chat room, because I get it. Not everybody's free, or not everybody wants to be on social media. So I did pull a card for all of us. wherever you are, whenever you are, even if you're listening to the on demand. And I use my lovely wisdom, angel wisdom tarot. And this is the moon. I love this card. It has a Piscean energy, of course. It's connected to water. But it's all about being very intuitive, this card. I'm going to have to turn some light on, actually, in my room. Bear with me, because it's actually gone. There's a cloud as black as your hat outside. Let me just turn some light. That's better. I can see now. It's ridiculous. It's 3:35 in the afternoon, and there's this huge blue-black snow cloud outside. I can see now. So I'm looking at this card, and, of course, beautiful Archangel Haniel, Archangel of Love. Sometimes this card is about deep intuition, because it comes with the moon. And of course, we had that Cancerian full moon on Saturday, which was just spectacular. So close to the earth, so bright, illuminating those things that we need to see inside us. Because of course, a Cancerian moon, Cancer is ruled by the moon. So this moon energy, this intuition, this opening, this like a spring bud of your intuition opening, I'm going to say that is the energy that is around at the moment. I am going to take you also through my starscopes. If you want to read along, you will find them on the front page of 12listen.com, along with the gratitude board, which this is a great time to use the gratitude board, because it's a new year, it's new beginnings, it's new quests. If a bit like me, you went traveling over the holidays, I came back, and you always see your own home in a different light when you come back in as a kind of semi-stranger. So it's a great time to use the gratitude board and just put on there what you want to empower or what you envisage for this coming year. It's going to be an extraordinary year. Apropos of which, I must mention before I do you the starscopes that 12 Radio, thank you Serena and Mark for organising it, are going to do a predictions show on the 9th of January. I'm not sure of the timing yet. If it's possible, I will be live. If not, I will pre-record something. But yeah, I'm determined to do a prediction, because I think we are going to have the most extraordinary year. I mean, I have palm trees with snow on. I mean, it's going to be a very different year. And of course, the shedding of the skin, the snake skin from the Chinese zodiac, and bringing on the fire horse is going to be an extraordinary energy. So I will be part of that show on the 9th. Listen to this space, or listen to Mark, or listen to Serena, who's on 12 Radio later this morning. And I'm sure you'll hear more about it and more of the timing. So before I run out of time on this show, let's get on with these starscopes. And what I've written about is that it's a major new term in the school of life, and the energies of the winter solstice and the planetary alignments have given us a whole new blank page and a whole new curriculum. And as I said, the shedding of the skin, all that no longer supports us or inspires us or serves us during this Chinese year of the snake, is drawing to a close. And on the 17th of February will be replaced by the year of the horse and the element of fire. And I am told it's an electric purple blue fire horse. Wow. I'm also told astrologically that water and earth are giving way to the elements of fire and air. So a potent mix, a blaze of transmutation. And what was normal is gone, and that which is extraordinary and magical and empowering is the life path we're being offered if we are brave enough to place a first foot on that pathway. And I would say that we as a collective must find ways to create an alternative which embraces first and foremost kindness and embellished with empathy and loving support for humanity and beings of nature right down to the heart of Gaia, Mother Earth. And we need to develop the courage to ask for help when we need it. We're going to need it in the fire horse. Fire horses are wonderful, but it's going to be a crazy ride, I think. And we also need to offer help when asked for by others. So vulnerability and accountability are the buzzwords for an expanded and loving future. And we each have our part to play. We live in challenging and exciting times, and this is the life course we've signed up for. And Yep, there may be moments when we wonder, what were we thinking? Why didn't we sign up for, I don't know, flower arranging in the Andromedan system? But here we are, and Gaia needs us, and we know that we have what it takes because we are here, and never has there been a greater opportunity to speak out, to be authentic, and intend that a kind and compassionate life is possible for all. And I know what, on the surface, the world looks to be even more divided and chaotic. And it calls us to live as kindly, as compassionately as we can, because in wherever we are, we can make a difference. And sometimes that means stepping back and not allowing our personal triggers to bring us to aggressive behavior. And sometimes that means stepping forward and standing alongside those who are being oppressed. And that is assertion. And also being open to the old falling away and new paradigms manifesting, which can always be challenging. Above all, do not feed the fear. You know, we're fed fear by mainstream media all the time. Do not feel the fear. The world is full of open-hearted, I read the phrase today, like-hearted people. I like that phrase, like-hearted people. And I'm reminded of the apocryphal story of the native brave who called on the tribal elder to ask about his disturbing dreams, and in which he described a black and a white wolf fighting inside him. And he said, "I'm afraid the black wolf is so strong. Will it win? Which one will win?" And the elder, of course, replied, "My son, which one do you feed?" So be careful what you feed yourself. Let me get into these starscopes even further. My starscopes are channeled, as you know, using an alchemy of astrological signs and tarot insight and angelic guidance. And I work with the angels, the powers, the principalities, thrones, virtues, cherubim, seraphim, archangels. And the archangel who presides over January is Gabriel, the divine messenger who is present at births and new beginnings. So at the birth of this new calendar year, Gabriel is here to guide us to renew the message of truth, to experience the fullness of this life on earth. And so you can ask Gabriel to help you to become still, to hear the message and find your path. And we each have a unique path, and yet we walk together. So honour yourself, honour others, and the guidance if you commune with them, of the fairy realms who fight so hard for our Mother Earth. And when you think about it, she's our only mortal home. Without her, we are nothing. So we have to put her first. So let me get into the starscopes, because I'm watching the time ticking away. Capricorn, as your sign launches us into 2026, the angel of love, Haniel, offers an open book with blank pages to write your story, your unique journal. The theme of your year is balance between light and shadow, yin and yang, power and surrender. And each has their place in life, and we would be lesser without the contrast. So consider what you wish to pack for your journey and journal for the year. As the year of the snake finishes the shedding of the skin, this fire horse is blazing a path in front of you. What are you passionate about? Create an amazing life vision. Aquarius, well, you are never one for limitations. You are the sign of blue sky thinking, the square peg that refuses to even see a round hole. As the year of fire and air ignites, set yourself free of illusion and limitation. This is particularly true of emotions. Sometimes Aquarius can be accused of being aloof or detached. In fact, you care deeply. It's just you don't engage in the way most people do. So be open to profound emotional connection and new beginnings. And if you're looking to move home, use your feelings to find it. What does it look like? What does it feel like? Vision board it. Stick it on the gratitude board on the front of one, two, listen. And then keep a weather eye on the horizon. Pisces. Oh, Pisces, did life get in the way last year? Did your wish list get pushed to the bottom of the to-do list? You feel life so deeply, this could lead to disappointment and a disabling lack of motivation. So change it up. Set the intention that this year you will prioritize your most heartfelt desires. Be open to new emotional experience that will push you outside your comfort zone just a little. Fall in love with life, with potential, with your glorious, flawsome self. So much is possible when your thoughts turn to fresh horizons. Aries, fiery focus is what will move you forward from any current impasse lingering from last year. If last year felt like a constant battle, constantly standing up for yourself and your beliefs, undermining your confidence, draining your energy, it's time to step into the leadership role and determine your next steps. Keep your eyes on the big picture instead of fretting over the details. And when you wave the magic wand of your intention with fiery focus, passion and determination, those irritating little details will hightail it like frightened rabbits. This is the year of fire. You are the first fire sign of the zodiac. Walk away from the drama unless the situation is really worth your while. You've got better ways to use your energy. Taurus, oh Taurus, time to sort it out. If you've been weighing up decisions, wondering where to head next in your life, make a real effort to see both sides of the situation. When you have an impartial platform from which to decide, then you can take a long, hard look at your integrity. It's time to be honest, and that can be hard work. However, it is the only way forward. So, what will make you feel valued? What do you value? Where are your core beliefs? Get your feet on the ground and your focus into your heart. You are an earth sign ruled by Venus, and this is no time for illusion. Gemini. Well, last year was the space you needed to process the changes in your life. If you've been healing from challenges, you'll find welcome relief and a more peaceful mindset. There may also be a decision about travel or relocation. Take it slowly, step at a time. This year is fast and fiery, and at times everything may seem intangible or up in the air. Use the power of full moons to illuminate how you feel and provide clarity and inspiration. Okay, Cancerians, you just had a lovely full moon. Oh, Cancer, do not fret. No, really, stop it. You have a brand new, shiny, untarnished new year ahead of you. Do not cast worry and unsubstantiated spin in front of you. Instead, focus on the amazing strength you've honed in the past year, your personal power, your ability to be kind to yourself and others. You are so much stronger than you know. Make healthy choices for your mind, body, and soul's peace. Embrace friendships, value connection, and above all, make sure you go out into nature where her examples of endurance in the face of change is the inspiration and evidence you need to believe in a magical life. Leo, what's your internal chatter been like lately, Leo? Did the festive season leave you feeling you spent time and money you were pressured into rather than something you really wanted to do? If that is you and that energy is lingering, it's time to change things up, because actually you have plenty of resources and opportunities to be grateful for. And judgment sits in the sacral chakra, which coincidentally is connected to Archangel Gabriel, who presides over this month of January. So if you've learned a lesson about boundaries over the holidays, release the scolding self-talk and focus on all that you have coming your way in the year of the fire horse. Virgo, well, one thing is for certain, this month is going to come in roaring and pass by with the speed of light. Information, opportunities, choices, the need to make a snap decision, it's all going to feel rather novel and unsettling to a sign famous for compartmentalizing service and cautious optimism. And often, something that seems to be too good to be true is grounds for mistrust, and with good reason. However, this month, be open to opening the lid of the box and examining what is on offer. You never know. Libra, it's the year of the fire horse. Saddle up. Whatever you've been procrastinating over is going to need your focus and attention. Finish that book. Teach that course. Take that trip. You are heading into a year of passionate relationships at full gallop. And if that feels scary, remember you are great at finding balance, and believe that all that work last year is about to pay dividends. Have fun. Have faith. You have magic at your fingertips. Scorpio, as the year begins and the energy of the shedding of the snakeskin comes to a close, you can expect an emotional transformation. It's time to move on, to borrow from that famous Star Trek opening statement, time to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, and to boldly go where this Scorpio has never gone before. Fall in love with life and people and places you meet. Don't look in the depths, look to the stars and celebrate all that life has to offer. And finally, Sagittarius, if you've been hoping for a change, you're going to get it. There's nothing like the pressure cooker of the holiday season to help us know what we want to bring into the new year. If relationships need an honest review, don't neglect that as the new year rushes in with all its demands. Pay attention to signs. Listening to what is really said are priorities. And make sure you say what you mean and mean what you say. Life runs far more smoothly when we're not stumbling around in the dark. So there you go. Phew, just managed it. Those are the star scopes for January. You'll find them on One to Listen. You'll find them on my website, angelhandsheal.com. And if you want them read to you again, I will get the show on demand as fast as I possibly can. So I can see the time galloping away a bit like this fire horse. Gosh, it feels like that already. So I'm whizzing into the Facebook chat room because I know so many of you are asking for a card, and I will get through as many as I possibly can before I hand over to Mark Husson. I can't wait to hear his show. So grabbing my cards, here we go. Laura Kasdan Fulton would like a message. Let's clear the deck. Angels, can we be like lightning, please? Because I want to get everybody in. Laura Kasdan Fulton, a message for you, please. There we go. King of Air. So this is about getting mentally organized. This is about getting clarity, about accepting advice when it's offered, and about you communicating clearly. So maybe that's going on for you this week. Pamela would like a card message for the new year. Absolutely. I can see this Facebook is buzzing. I can see Maureen coming in here. So Pamela, a card for Pamela. There we go, falling out. All these air cards. This time I have the Queen of Air. She's got a great sense of humour. This is a card connected to Libra. So you might want to look to see where Libra is in your chart, if that makes sense to you. This, she's very clear-minded, this woman. She's got absolutely laser focus. So again, the message, a bit like Laura, is apply some laser focus to something. Maureen Whitevana, happy new year to you. You would like a card as well. Yep, I'm getting there. We are getting there. Thank you, Metatron, for shrinking time and space so I can get all these cards done. Again, an air card. Gosh, they're singing the same message every time. This is the Six of Air. So whatever's been troubling you, Maureen, this is always about the end of a challenge and mentally moving forward. So it shows me that you're going to be able to shift the energy by applying your focus. Jennifer Hart in Cornwall, in Gulville, cowering from the sleet, would like a card. Jennifer, let's have a card for you. Oops. There we go. Can we be quick, please, angels? Because I know everybody wants a card, and I'm going to run out of time if I'm not careful. Okay. Oh, there we go. It comes out. Wonderful card. Major Arcana card. The Sun. Happiness. Celebration. Things that you've been waiting for showing up. So I really hope that's going to be your new year, Jennifer. Joni Thompson's in the room. A first card, an insight of what the angels would like to share. Okay. There we go. A wise counselor. This is Sandalphon, and it's a Taurian energy. So again, looking to May, maybe, if we're looking forward. This is getting together with like-minded people who support you. Like I said, that phrase, like-hearted. So make sure you're connecting with people who will uplift you. Tara Elizabeth would like a card. Good morning to Mark Husson. He like your horoscope. Good. I'm glad you did. It's my rising sign, so we share that. Tara Elizabeth, again, these air cards. Changes on the horizon. This is showing that something that perhaps has troubled you, or a place where your heart was wounded, you've maybe managed to integrate it with kindness and let it go. This is a card about letting those things that hold us back just dissolve and let go, and making you a much, much happier year. Gosh, that flew past like that fire horse. So I am going to take my leave of you and make way for Mark Husson. I can't wait to hear what he has to say. So have a wonderful week until we meet next week. Watch out for that predictions show on the 9th. Hopefully Mark will have more information about that. It's so nice to be back here on 1-2 Radio with your company. Thank you for joining me. I will get the show on demand as soon as I possibly can. Lots of love to you. Take care and bye-bye for now.